It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already February 8th and 9th, depending on when you're listening to this. It's been a relatively mild winter. However, of course, we did get that snow and freezing rain on Thursday. For my running friends, big shout out to you for doing two races with me last Sunday. We did the 4th-on-4 Super Bowl in the Millennium Running Series, Northeast Delta Dental Points Chase. That was out of Bedford. And then some of us drove up to Concord, and we did Perry Segros' race for NHI, which is really the original 4-miler on Super Bowl Sunday, and that was at 11 o'clock. And I managed to do something that I've never done before, which is finish in last place. But I have fun. I have fun. It was my second race, of course. For my running friends, when you're listening to this on Saturday, it's too late to do this, but there is a Winter Wilds run at Pat's Peak, which kicks off at 7 a.m. on Saturday, February 8th, and that's part of the Winter Wild series that Northeast Delta Dental sponsors. February, by the way, is Children's Dental Oral Health Month. So with me this weekend is Krista Keddy, one of our great RDHs, wellness specialist, solution specialist, been with Northeast Delta Dental for several years and is really one of the architects behind our Health Rural Wellness Program powered by Provisor. Krista, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you, Tom. I'm excited.
I see that. This is really good. Now, I think we'll have time to get into the Health Rural Wellness Program powered by Provisor, but just as an aside, on Wednesday of this week, February 11th, I went to my dentist, and of course, as some of you have heard me say this, my Provisor score is 3, so I'm entitled to these additional benefits, and so I scheduled my third cleaning already for 2020, in addition to my second cleaning. And then also the hygienist, she applied the fluoride varnish at the conclusion of my visit. And so it's working like magic, Krista.
That's great. It's great to hear that because, as you know, and I can tell everyone else, I go out to dental offices and we train them on how to do those risk assessments for you, showing patients that they're at risk for either caries and or periodontal disease. And it's nice to see it in action and hear from actually a patient that it's working as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. And it's like, and from a CEO's perspective, it almost brings tears to my eyes because when we had this vision, 6 or 7 years ago about customizing a dental plan, and just as background, most people, I think, know, having listened to this show by now, that the two cleanings and two visits a year, while certainly seeing your dentist twice a year is a good benchmark, a good proxy, it actually isn't based on science. It was based on commercials or print ads back in the 50s and 60s that said, brush your teeth with Pepsodent and see your dentist twice a year. And that then became the proxy for plan design. So two cleanings, $1,000 max, et cetera. When in fact, some of us like me need to go 3 or 4 times a year, and they're actually people that probably could go once every 2 years. But one thing I want to be really clear: we're not doing any cutbacks. At all. Your provisor score, if it's 1 or 2, then you'll get the 2 visits and the 2 cleanings. If it's a score of 3, 4, or 5, like me, you'll be entitled to the additional benefits, and it is working like magic. So, since you're out on the road a lot, I know today's topic, just everybody's benefit, is pregnancy and oral health, and
yes.
And Krista, having just returned from her second baby,
yes,
it's relevant, and both from an RDH perspective, but also being a recent mom again.
Yes, thank you.
So, but before we get into that, so tell us your experience when you're on the road talking to dental offices, and it's not just the dentist. Obviously, we got to get the hygienist and dental assistant and even the front desk, on board. So tell us your experience, as well as the other part of this. We have to make sure that the employees of the employer who has Northeast Delta Dental, that they understand that they have this additional benefit. So for the listening audience, tell us how that all fits together.
Sure. I think it's a team approach. So I recently saw a quote that it says, one drop is a tear, but several drops is an ocean. And I think that's so true, because without educating the whole dental team, somewhere in your visit, when you visit the dental office, you are in contact with several people in the dental office. So understanding each role, and then also understanding how each role can play into Northeast Delta Dental's HAL program to benefit the patient, is really crucial to what we do. So we invite the whole team to attend our Lunch and Learn, and we give them a whole rundown from start to finish of how this can really be a team approach and really help to individualize the care of the patient they're seeing in their chair.
And HOW, of course, stands for Health Rural Wellness, and it's powered by this software called Previsor, which basically is an automated risk assessment. So maybe you can tell the listening audience what a risk assessment is.
Sure. So when we look at, say, a tooth and we have blinders on, we only see the tooth for what it is, and we call that a diagnosis. But when we take our blinders off and we take into consideration maybe the medical history of the patient, the social history of the patient, what the patient does for a job, what the patient's currently doing at home, we add in what we call risk factors and disease indicators. So it could be that the patient has never had a cavity before, but they are at risk for getting a cavity in the future. So the risk assessment is going to help the dental office provide the patient with a risk score. And that score is going to help the dental office aid into better treatment planning for the patient to help individualize the care for the patient. So just like your visit, Tom, where you've received a risk score of a 3, it's able to help that dental office really make the proper treatment recommendations for you. And in your example, you go in for more cleanings. That's what your recommendation is. You also have your fluoride treatments provided to you. That way we can hopefully lower the risk of you getting a cavity in the future.
And it's all automated. Your hygienist, when she or he does the cleaning, there's not a bunch of paper everywhere in the operatory. There's a series of questions, you know, on the computer screen, and magic, you get the score. Sometimes you get the very colorful printout, because I've heard this from dentists and hygienists, that sometimes even when the score is definitely, you know, 4 or 5, clearly needing the additional enhanced benefits, mm-hmm. that sometimes the patient is still reluctant, and sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words.
True. I always look at my husband's an elementary school teacher, and so kids are being graded at age 5. So we as a society, I think, really understand when a grade is applied to something. So instead of me just seeing the patient and saying, hey, you're at risk for getting a cavity in the future, showing them their score, getting them involved in answering the questions with me that are on that electronic form on the computer, really kind of engages the patient, and then the patients start to understand, I think, what's really happening because they've answered the questions alongside with me. And then it also helps me to get the patient to ask me questions, because I always think if the patient can start to ask me questions such as, why is my score this? The patient is going to be more apt to maybe comply with those recommendations I give them because I've engaged them now in their oral health.
So you get better engagement, you get ownership, you engender discussion.
Exactly.
And most of the time, someone as convincing as you with the data now. You have
yes.
the data and the picture. I'm going to stay and get my Adel fluoride varnish. We're going to circle back to that, but before the first commercial break, I want to get to today's topic.
Yeah.
So of course, you were recently pregnant.
Yes.
You had baby number 2.
Yes.
And of course, you know, when I was growing up, there was the old wives' tale that going to the dentist while pregnant was risky somehow. So let's dispel that and tell us what you know.
Yeah, I think at first I can understand why it was an old wives' tale that it was risky. When we get pregnant as women, we already have the mindset that we want to do everything we can to protect our baby. And so we don't want to go through any extras. We want to do just what we can. But actually, the reverse is true. We want to do everything we can. And one of the things we can do to make sure we ensure a healthy pregnancy and therefore a healthy baby would be to visit your dental office, because we just don't want to stop at taking care of our mouths. As we know, the mouths are the gateway to the rest of our body. And so we really want to make sure that we're providing our body with all of the right things, such as brushing, flossing, visiting our dental office, to hopefully stop any infection that's going to occur.
Let's follow up with 2 things, and then we'll go to break. So cleanings, prophy's, those are safe, right?
Yes. Most dental treatment is going to be safe during your pregnancy, especially cleanings. I think that's one of the safest things to happen during your pregnancy, because you're visiting the dentist at least twice a year, hopefully, as you mentioned earlier. And in turn, the dentist is going to come in, they're going to do an evaluation alongside the dental hygienist, and they're going to try to catch any concerns early. So not only are we removing plaque and calculus from the teeth and making sure all the bacteria is removed to prevent infection, we're also looking for if there's an infection present. And that's the perfect place to start, is visiting your hygienist twice a year.
Now, the next question is a little bit more sophisticated to respond to because
yes.
people obviously have heard that, you know, too much X-rays isn't a good thing, and you know, obviously with digital radiography, we've come a long way. So, but tell us about that.
Sure, I think with digital radiography, like you mentioned, we've come a long way. So, luckily, with digital X-rays, it's far lower of a radiation that you're receiving. Your hygienist or dentist or assistant is also going to protect you by probably placing a lead apron on you with a thyroid cover. As with anything, Tom, I think you want to weigh the risk versus the benefit. So the benefit of having the X-rays completed is that we are going to make sure there's no infections present. Having an infection present could in turn complicate the pregnancy, and we want to make sure we catch those things early enough so we can provide the treatment so it does not get to that point.
Great. After break, I want you to talk about fillings, you know, because there is local anesthesia, so I'm sure new moms also, you know, have those questions as well.
Mm-hmm.
But let's quickly change topics. So every RDH that's worked, registered dental hygienist that works for us at Northeast Delta Dental and Provisor have this remarkable energy, remarkable expertise. So why do hygienists have all this energy and passion?
I think we're excited about our field. I think that it's a small niche community as far as there's not that many dental hygiene schools out there. So you really have to have that compassion in order to get accepted first into dental hygiene school. And then I think that compassion and that close group of us hygienists really kind of resonates to the rest of the community that we work in, community meaning our patient base, the team that we work with in our dental office, the team that I work with at my company, which is with you at Northeast Delta Dental. So I think all of that is really exciting. And I think that's what helps make us really excited about our field.
Yeah, and it's amazing. When I listen to Krista or her colleagues, Leanne Haney, for example, or Stacy, or others that have worked for us before, Karen and so forth,
mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. And you've been able to, as you say, resonate your knowledge, though, now in an insurance field. I mean,
yes.
Obviously, I know you still occasionally clean teeth and so
mm-hmm.
forth, but it's just amazing what you've done. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Krista Ketty, one of our great RDHs at Northeast Delta Dental. And you heard from the first half of the program how much energy she has. And she's a mom of two young babies. And this weekend, for my running friends, just as a reminder, there is a Winter Wild race at Pat's Peak, but it's at 7 a.m. gun at Pat's Peak. So if you're listening to this, it's too late to register for that. But Northeast Delta Dental is the primary sponsor of the Winter Wild Series. And we're also the primary sponsor of the Northeast Delta Dental Points Chase Series. And last Sunday, there was a race on Super Bowl. So it was an incredible amount of people. 1,500 people were running in Bedford. So back to Krista. So we were talking about that it is safe to go to the dentist when you're pregnant. So, but tell us, let's sort of circle back. So between hormone changes and maybe some of the cravings, why is dental care so important during pregnancy?
Of course. So first is hormone changes. Not only do hormones help us get pregnant, but hormones also can cause more inflammation in our body during that time. So with those hormone changes, we start to see a lot of inflammation occurring in the mouth. That inflammation we have in the mouth is sometimes referred to as what we call pregnancy gingivitis. So just like the gingivitis we have when we're not pregnant, which is inflammation of the gums causing bleeding, we want to take care of that the same way. So we want to continue to visit our dental offices and then make sure you're continuing with a brushing and flossing routine at home. I think sometimes why it's also hard to continue with a brushing and flossing routine at home is when you have something called morning sickness. So we get sick in the morning, we may not be as apt to want to get up out of bed and really brush our teeth and continue with that morning routine. It's really important that we do. So at some point during the day, you want to find it twice a day, brushing and flossing. Maybe it's that, you know, we are not doing it in the morning and we're waiting a little bit. It's also important, we do want to wait a little bit if we're having some morning sickness, because if we are waking up in the morning and we're having morning sickness and we're getting the acid in our mouth, we actually don't want to brush right away. We don't want to brush those acids into our teeth. We actually want to neutralize them.
So you actually wait. So this is a good learning. So I learn something new every day. That's great to know.
Yes. So we want to wait to brush our teeth, and actually to help neutralize the acids after having morning sickness, we want to do something like rinse with water, something to help neutralize it, get it back to kind of that basic status. I also have to circle back to hormones. That can also cause some cravings like sweetness. And I definitely had some sweet cravings during both of my pregnancies. And so with, on top of morning sickness, acid, now we're placing more sugary substance in our teeth. And I can often say that it's the sugar plus the acids that are causing a cavity. So both of those things are really going to affect us during our pregnancy and our oral health.
What about, I've heard something called the pregnancy tumor. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, the pregnancy tumor affects about 5% of expectant mothers, and it's a benign growth in the mouth. And once again, it's caused from hormones. So it's a growth that will occur in the mouth. It will be like a bump on top of your pink gum tissue, and it most often kind of resolves itself. But you do want to visit the dental office, explain to them that this is something that happens, tell them how long it's been there, and they'll make sure to make the proper recommendations for you.
So I'm thinking, okay, you're pregnant, you know, it's hard enough, and these annoying things start happening.
<I know. laughs> Thank you for addressing and acknowledging that.
So that must be, it's like, oh my God. It's like, Jesus, I can't wait to have this baby, right?
I know. It is that. For me, I can speak. I was definitely excited to have both of my babies. But you become busier after. So you have challenges of taking care of your health and your oral health even after having two kids. And I think then not only do you have a hard time taking care of yourself, you're now taking care of, for me, two other little, ones.
And you're a role model for oral health care. And yep. I know my little granddaughter who lives at home, Havana, where she has four teeth. She's visited the dentist already, which is something I wanted to mention, which is when I was growing up, it was like, you know, your parents would get the baby in by four, but really we call it baby by one, if not sooner, whenever the tooth are up. So,
yes. So
Havana got to see Dr. Mitch Curé.
Good.
And Ellen is role modeling the, you know, the brushing of the teeth and so forth. So it is really cool. And of course, that's, I want to mention that I will have a separate program on this, but we still will have in 2020 the Oral Health Challenge at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. So youngsters who brush and floss in between visits earn tickets to Fisher Cats games, and then they get to go out in the field. And it's been a great program. And oftentimes, Krista, I have parents tell me that because their son or daughter got into oral health in a big way, it actually improved their oral health because maybe they had neglected it. I hear that a lot too. Moms kind of neglecting and think, well, so focused on their children, but it by the children really paying attention to oral health, it really gets the parents back into it.
I think it's with anything, you know. Of course, I hope that I'm a role model for my kids, but in return, somehow my kids have become a role model to me. I think it opens up perspective a little bit. And just to give you a brief example, over the holiday season, you know, my kids are really the first kids in our families, and it in some way brought back that holiday spirit and that excitement during that time. And I think kids often bring the best out of us. And so in some ways, they've become our role model as well.
Exactly. And I'll speak to that. Christmas was really fun around our house, too, having a one-year-old around.
Yes.
Absolutely. So another question I sometimes get from expecting moms is, okay, I understand I should get my teeth clean, but, you know, what about, you know, towards the end of my pregnancy, and what about the beginning of the pregnancy? So is treatment safe during every trimester?
Treatment is safe during every trimester. I'd say most often dental treatment is being performed in the second trimester, because as an expectant mother, that's when you feel the most comfortable. Morning sickness is probably come and gone, hopefully, fingers crossed, and you're the most comfortable to lay back in the chair. You're not as big as you're going to be in the third trimester, where it may start to get uncomfortable to lay back.
So it's a practical matter, seeing the dentist in the second trimester.
Exactly.
You're done with the morning sickness, and then you're not yet feeling so uncomfortable in the dental chair.
Right, exactly. And as with anything, I think you want to just be in communication with your dental office along with your OBGYN practice. You know, if during your pregnancy treatment is elective, you may want to ask your dental office, is this treatment something I need now? Is this something that can wait? And then if it's something you need now and you often have questions above and beyond, is everything safe? You know, bridging the gap between your dental office and the OBGYN practice is often best. They can really communicate with you and with each other to make sure they're providing care in a safe and effective way. If treatment can wait, then it's always best to do the treatment after you deliver your son or your daughter.
Super. Well, wonderful. You've given us real life experience from a woman that's had two babies recently. And of course, you are an RDH.
Yes.
So thank you. That was wonderful. Let's switch gears and go back a little bit to the Health Rural Wellness Program and your professional position at Northeast Delta Dental. And don't say this because I'm the CEO of the company, but has it met your expectations? And like, so you still, I'm assuming to keep up your license, you still do a few pro fees a year?
Yes. Although it's not required, I'm in a way practicing dental hygiene by providing education to dental offices, staying on top of the most up-to-date research so we can make sure that evidence-based research is getting included in our presentations, our partnerships with the dental organizations across Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont is once again all kind of helping to supply and fulfill the requirements for me to continue to be a registered dental hygienist.
And it's amazing because Krista and her two colleagues, you know, Stacy and Leanne, I always say it's a good thing when I stroll down to the first floor at Northeast Delta Dental. I don't know if I'm strolling or running, but in any event, but I never see them, but that's always a good thing because they're always making a presentation at a dental office or one of our account managers have dragged them to an employer to make sure that the employees understand it or these various oral health coalitions. And I'm constantly getting these wonderful reports from Krista, Stacy, or Leanne describing, you know, their presentation that they made, you know, at some oral health coalition in all three states, you know, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and the dental societies or association in Maine. So has anything ever surprised you? Like, you're obviously very knowledgeable. Did you ever run in, but maybe the early years when we were doing this, some resistance, okay, this would, you know, extend the cleaning, you know, from 50 to 57 minutes and what that might mean. So how did you deal with that, those objections?
Of course. I think the first thing is all of us in the dental profession are here for the patients. We're here to better the oral health and general health outcomes of them. So if there's ever something available to us that can help with patient care, then we want to jump on board. So for me, how I present doing a risk assessment for the dental office is almost different in every dental office, depending on what the dental office has for values and how I can capture those values to see how this risk assessment can help them fulfill the values that they want to treat their patients with.
And I love what you said earlier, where you try to get the whole team, because it really does begin with the receptionist sort of maybe reminding the patient who's checking in that they actually have this additional benefit, or maybe the patient reminds the receptionist, and making sure the hygienist understands that, and ultimately the dentist. So getting everybody, you know, on page. And I'm assuming each dental office may do it slightly differently, but as long as they're all on the same page, it seems to work.
It's slightly different as far as maybe when they're doing it in their appointment or how they may be asking, say, you know, the questions are all the same, but are they asking the patient the questions throughout the visit? Is it all in one snapshot? All of those things can vary slightly, just depending on really the logistics of the practice and if the practice has, I'd say every practice is just slightly different. You know, some have computers in the operatories, others don't, and that's going to affect how the program works.
And what's really cool is when we'll never reduce benefits. So my score is 3, 4, or 5, even through better hygiene, if my score became a 1 or 2, you know, if my dentist still feels that fluoride varnish is needed, it's all Delta Dental is still going to pay for it. But we're trying to encourage at least once a year a new risk assessment, because we're trying to track the oral health. And at a later program, we'll talk about an additional bonus program that we'll procure to our dental offices by doing risk assessments on at least half of their Delta Dental patients. And of course, as you know, Krista, we want to make sure that we wish they would do it on all of their patients, because they get more facile with doing it. And of course, it's better oral health for their patients, even though some of all of our competitors aren't necessarily paying for the additional cleanings.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. You know, we don't want to just ask about an updated medical history once a year or once every 3 years. We want to ask the patient every visit what the updates are. So just like we're asking that with our medical history, we want to do that with the risk assessment. Risk can change almost overnight. So risk can change, never mind in 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And we want to stay on top of educating our patients when something is changing. It also cues me in as a clinician when something's starting to change in the patient. The risk assessment is a reminder to me to say something's changing. Let's loop back to see what the patient's doing at home, what they're doing, what my recommendations are here, so we can change the plan to make it more effective and therefore better the oral health outcome of them.
And that's starting to get into the medical dental integration as well. Well, Krista, great job on explaining the Health Rural Wellness Program as well as pregnancy and oral health. We're coming up to our 10-year anniversary of this radio show, so I'm glad you were able to share it with me.